pull up a chair and join us at the table this week for another episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice, a tabletop role-playing podcast.
Welcome back to Paper, Pencil, Dice. On this episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice, our heroes, so far called the Platypus Gang, have find themselves stuck in the second puzzle of the gauntlet in the Dreadcrown's lair. Before we dive into the action, though, let's go around and introduce everybody again. So, first of all, we'll go with Aether.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'll be playing Aether. He is a elf, high elf, actually, or seer elf. I always get those confused in Pathfinder. That's my fault. Fighter, that is kind of the meat shield of the group.
All right, and you guys were working on that second puzzle, the one with the scales. Is like, what's the expression on Hup's or on Aether's face right now?
He's very thoughtful. He's trying to figure out how we're going to get this puzzle solved, because it seems like a balancing act of some sort.
All right. Up next, we will go with Hup.
This is Mark. I'm playing Hup Bottomsworth, a human rogue. I'm also looking at the scales, wondering how we can use the money in Jethal's purse to balance the scales.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Of course you are.
Speaking of Jethal, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself now?
Sure. My name's Chris. I'm playing Jethal. As you could say, I guess, some people call me the benefactor of the group, I guess. Even though I'm really not. I would say Jethal is just kind of, he's also trying to understand a little bit more around what we are trying to accomplish with this puzzle.
Okay. And last but not least, we have Tegan.
Well, might be least. This is Chris. I'm playing a gnome, so I'm the least in height of all of them. I'm a sorcerer. Right now, Tegan's alternating between crawling up a little ball and crying, pounding on the ceiling that he can't reach, and staring really mad at Hup, since we're trapped on the bottom together.
Okay. And as Tegan just alluded to, so when they completed the last maze style of puzzle, two of them ended up going below into these translucent kind of glass stone thing. So they're in the lower level of this puzzle. It's translucent stone or glass. Between the upper level and the lower level, there is a set of scales on each level. The scales are connected to each other. They are brass scales. They appear to be both sides of the scale, the left side and the right side, in both the upper level and the lower level, are equal because they're both empty at the moment. On the upper level, we currently have Aether and Jethal, the two elves of the group. And then on the lower level, we have Hup and Tegan. And Tegan currently is fuming a bit at Mark. The floor is, or appears to be, as far as they can tell, soundproof, or more or less soundproof. So the two groups cannot really communicate with each other verbally, but they can try to communicate or visually if they want to. But we're first of all going to jump to the lower area where we have Tegan and Hup. So you guys are having a conversation down there on how you think you're going to solve it.
So I say we just smash the scales.
It seems like an option we could do. I'm not throwing it out right now, but I think maybe we could make a... Can I do a thievery roll to see if I can understand the mechanism involved with this?
Sure. Go ahead and let me know what you rolled on your thievery check there.
I thought I rolled my thievery check.
So, what'd you roll in your thievery check there, Hup?
I rolled a 23, a 26, and a 27.
He's just rolling until he gets a really good score, not a 1.
So my first roll would have been a 23.
Okay, so you got a 23. All right, so with a 23, you're able to understand that this... And you can see one thing that is very interesting about it, which is the upper level. So, you know how there's the translucent stone floor? it does not continue underneath the scales on the upper level. So there is actually open air between the bottom scale and the top scale. Additionally, you can tell that the scales are in some way, shape, or form in tandem with each other. So what affects the top scale will also affect the bottom scale and vice versa. So if you have, if you're able to do something on the top scale, you might affect the bottom scale. Or if you're able to do something on the bottom scale, you might affect the top scale. You also believe that there might be something you could do with both scales to affect the both scales at the same time. So you're not sure exactly what the relationship is. You'd have to start playing with it, but you can definitely tell that the mechanism is connected between the two scales.
Can I see the opening? Can I see that opening you're talking about?
Yeah, so if you like walk up to the scales, you look up, you see the bottom, the curved underside of the scale above. And if you were tall enough, which you're not, you could probably reach up and touch it.
But there's no gap between the...
So there's 6 feet between where the floor of the bottom scale and the ceiling of the scale above you is, but there's no ceiling in between you. So if you were 6 feet tall exactly, you could reach up and you could stand on one and in theory touch the other.
Okay. So if I start climbing it, will I find a hole like up there in the ceiling?
You do not see any hole in the ceiling. I stand corrected. There is a hole in the ceiling, but it is currently being covered by the scale, like the cup of one side of the scale. So there is a hole, but it's currently covered.
Okay.
So mechanically, they're not connected. So there must be some type of arcane or occult magic that controls these two scales.
Mechanically, they are connected.
Okay.
Now, your theater check told you that they were, in fact, yes, connected.
Okay. So if I put something on the left, I'm just going to put something on the left side of the bottom scale.
What something are you putting there?
Tegan.
Hey, put me down! This is why I didn't want to be trapped with you in the first place. Put me down! Because you have to do some sort of check.
I put Tegan down on the scale.
Okay. So you gently place Tegan down on the scale, and his side sinks down a little bit. And on the upper scale, the same side sinks down a little bit by a few inches. So you can now see a gap, and at this point now there's open air between, and you might actually, as long as Tegan stays on that side, you guys might be able to talk from the top to the bottom. Meanwhile, we're going to jump back over to Aether and Jethal up above and see what they were doing while Hup and Tegan were figuring that out.
So Jethal, we have these vials, and I think... I've got an enlargement vial. You have a diminishment or a shrinking potion?
Yes, I believe so.
I'm assuming since there's some sort of scales here, we're meant to have some sort of, I don't know what you want to say, balance the scales.
That would be logical, yes.
So which potion do you think each one of us should take? Do you think in order to measure out the weight, if those guys down there were to sit on the scale as well, would it be better for me to take the shrinking potion and you the enlargement to balance out the weight? Because I've got all this armor on. I figure I'm heavy. I think that would be too much weight to offset those other guys.
Yeah, I would agree that your armor definitely adds the weight. Yeah, we could go with that. I think I want to try, I guess, an Arcana check just to see if he knows if I can see anything. Or if I can determine anything about the scales, if it's okay. Magical.
Go ahead and give me an Arcana check.
That was a terrible roll, because that was a 1.
That was a natural 1.
Natural 1.
That was the wrong skill.
That was the wrong skill.
That was, yeah, you did roll the wrong skill, so. All right, what'd you get when you rolled?
All right. I already had that included. 16 total.
Okay. So with a 16, you're able to tell that the scales themselves, there is a slight magical enchantment on them, but the scales themselves are not operated by magic. So the effect of the scales as far as weight and balancing and whatnot is the best of your ability is probably some sort of physical mechanism as opposed to magical. However, what you can tell with that is that there is some positioning within the scales that the scale is looking for to trigger some sort of magical effect.
Okay.
Unfortunately, with the 16, you don't know what that magical effect is, if it's good or bad, but you know there's some sort of a magical effect that is triggered by some position on the scales, and you're not sure what the position or what the effect is.
Is there any, writing or anything that would indicate what the purpose of the scales is? Like, what the goal of it is?
The only information that you had was the poem that was read.
And nothing inscribed on the scale itself.
Nothing inscribed on the scale itself.
Okay.
Can you refresh my memory on the poem?
Yeah, give me a moment here.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yeah. Something like that.
Put Tegan in the scales bucket.
Yes.
Sorry. Can you repeat that again, Hup?
Who put Tegan in the scales bucket?
You did.
That was the poem. There once was a man from Nantucket who put Tegan in a scale bucket.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So here is the poem that actually was read. It said, "A challenge ahead appears unsteady, but to be successful, one must be ready. A scale before you does await. In the balance lies your ally's fate."
So, yeah, I think it is an equal measure.
I agree. So we would, I guess while we're talking, we would see Tegan get put into the and see that it drops a little. I notice the space, I guess, between us, that a little bit of a area or not.
Yeah, so at about this time, yeah, he rolls that, or he puts that in there. I'm rolling some people's perception really quick. While you guys are doing that, you do, Jethal does notice that there is a gap in that. You hear some just complaining between Tegan and Hup of, "Put me down, stop that," as a slight gap opens up and you suddenly start being able to hear their voices coming from where the cup did slightly lower on one side and raise on the other. And at the same time, Aethir finds four gemstones that are sitting on one side, or like these are not, we wouldn't necessarily call them gemstones, but they appear to be rocks that are painted like gemstones. At closer inspection of them, they definitely are not actually gemstones.
Oh, darn. I was going to look for a gauntlet. Okay.
But they're like a rock that's painted green, a rock that's painted red, a rock that's painted yellow, and a rock that's painted blue.
Can I look around the room, see if I can find any place that these would be set in? Like a niche or something that they would fall into?
Looking around the room, you don't see anything in the room, but you do happen to see at the center of each of the cup appears to be a small slot about the same size as the stone.
Okay. So I bring Jethal over and I point out the slot and show him the painted rocks. Do you have any idea what these things might be used for?
I don't. We should ask Tegan and Hup. There's a little space where we can ask him. We can talk to him now.
Okay, so now you guys can all communicate to each other through the crack in the floor.
Yep, put the green one in the slot.
How?
How do you know what color? Confidence.
Hmm. Well, we could always try. Do we know the consequences of doing such an action, though?
I think I may have found a clue that indicates the green one in the slot would be good.
Which slot? Well, which one? Because there's a slot in both cups.
Well, the right one. I'm sorry. I should have been more clear.
Obviously, we want to put it in the correct one, but which one?
You just said the right one.
Yeah, which one's the correct one?
The top right one or the bottom?
The right one. Okay, so is there anything on the cup that would have any color or anything that would match this or anything like that?
No, the different cups all appear to be identical, and the slot also appears to be identical, which matches up each of the stones to the same size. So you're not sure which stone does what. They're all four different colors, but yeah, you're not really sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to go on the blue one. So toss down the blue one. I'll try it in my cup.
All right.
That's absolutely. Yeah, that I would say that would be a great move.
All right. Let's throw the blue one down to Tegan.
Wait a minute. Is blue Arcana? No, blue is Arcana. Which one do I want? I want the religion one. Oh, that was white, and that's not one of the colors, right?
Too bad you got the blue.
Oh. Should have given the blue one to Thal. My bad. All right, I put it.
You could always throw it all back up.
That's true.
You sticking the blue ones? Anything happens?
Yeah, I'll stick the blue one in and see what happens under my feet.
So you stick the blue one in under your feet, and nothing happened from what you could tell.
Hmm.
All right.
It's almost like we need the green one in the other one up above.
Put all four in at once?
Yes. That's what I would do. I think that's a great plan. But only take it one at a time, right?
Yeah, there's four of us, so four stones for one for each person might make some sense.
All right, I'll stay in the cup, and I've got the blue one in mine, and you guys pick a color and put it in yours.
What we have? What was the colors for those? Green was.
I thought it was a cult.
Nature.
No, nature. Yeah, you're right. Nature.
Green was nature.
Yeah.
Blue was arcane. Red was a cult, and green was bad. Or no, I'm sorry. Yellow was bad.
Yellow was bad.
And white was religion.
Yeah, but we don't have a white stone.
That's correct.
We have blue, red, yellow, and
green.
I take the yellow one. I'll sit in the other cup with this yellow stone.
Jen, I'll toss the yellow stone down to Hop.
So Hop, you socket it into your side?
Yep, with great confidence.
I'll take the red one and give the white one.
We don't have a white one.
Yep, just all, and we'll put those in.
Blue one, just all.
Blue one?
Sorry, blue one.
Okay, so I take the blue one.
So who has the red one?
I do.
Who has the green? And Hup has the green one. Who has the yellow one?
Hup has yellow.
I have the yellow one. Jethal has the green one. Tegan has the blue one. And Athir has the red one.
Got it. And do you all socket them in?
All simultaneously. We're going to make a rainbow.
Yep.
Okay, so
it's like Skittles.
Right. One, two, three, go.
You put them all in, and the moment you put them in, they all teleport back to where they were sitting in the room.
Sweet.
It worked.
Do we have four sets of scales or just two sets of scales for us to stand on?
There's two sets of scales with a cup on each side in the upper one and the lower one. So there's four cups in total. The top two are balanced together. The bottom two are balanced together. But as Huff identified earlier, the mechanism connects all of them. And that when Tegan stood on his, the equivalent one immediately above him lowered an equal amount to the one he was standing on.
So we've got... I'm assuming we have to match not only size, but also color to the person to equal out.
Match color, though.
Well,
you're arcane, right? So you would have blue?
That's fine. We can try that, yeah.
I don't know who nature would be, though.
Maybe because I'm an elf.
Okay.
Red was occult. And yellow was just bad.
Wow. Well,
right.
I was religion, so there's no white, so I'll take the yellow one.
Who would find... No, well, you'd need a cult, right?
No, mine's religion. It's not here.
Hmm.
So give a cult to Huff, and I'll take the yellow, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so I've got red.
I say we just socket a couple of them in, or one at a time.
Okay.
You guys go first, and then we'll do ours.
Which ones do you socket in?
I guess if we're going first, so blue. I'll socket my blue one in first.
Okay.
And then I sit on the cup.
Okay. So Tegan is on the left side in the bottom. Are you still there, Tegan?
Yep.
I would have probably went on to the other side.
So you're on the right side on the top, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds right.
So Jethal stands on the right side on the top. And it moves, so it shifts. So Tegan, you feel yourself lifting to about equal, and then you keep lifting till you're up in the air. And now Tegan's side, the cup above him is further up now. So Tegan went from being slightly below the ground to now about halfway above ground. So it seems like all the scales are tipped towards Jethal's side at the moment.
So Tegan could get out of the... He could get actually to the top level?
No, he's about halfway up between the floors. So he's not all the way up right now.
Okay.
Well, that was fun.
Who's next? That was yellow and blue, is that right?
Yeah, blue is in the upper one with Jethal, and there are no other stones socketed at the moment. And the stone has not teleported yet.
Gotcha. So if we put, you got the yellow one, is that right, Tegan?
Yeah, I've got yellow.
Well, no, you don't have any of them because they all teleported back when you put them in.
They passed the yellow one down.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, I think we would have. I mean, we would have went and grabbed them all when I grabbed the blue one. So,
So Tegan, put the yellow one in your slot.
Okay, I put it in the slot.
Okay. It is now socketed in the slot and no change. You are still halfway between the floors and Jethal is sunk down to about halfway between the floors.
So let's take the yellow one out and put the red one in instead. So let's do red versus blue. Okay. So cult versus arcane.
You end up actually socketing the red one in and then you also green one in as well. And there is no change for either of those two.
So only the blue seems to be doing anything.
It does, yeah. Well, he socketed the blue in, but the thing is, it only actually changed height when he stood on it, as opposed to when it was socketed.
Oh, when he stood on it, was had nothing
to do with stones. Standing on it.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, since we've got two sets of scales, whether we need to do something with the weight first, or whether it's best to do the gems.
Let's do the weight.
So I'm going to gently lift Tegan off of the scale, brush him off very nicely, get the extra dust off of his cloak, and I'm going to...
Suck all me!
I'm going to go into the cup that he was in.
Okay. So, we will say that the blue stone is still socketed on Jethal's. And the green stone was the last one that was socketed at Tegan's. You guys are leaving both of those still socketed?
I am.
I'm going to unsocket before I get on the cup.
Okay, so you get into the cup and then go to unsocket it, yes?
I unsocket it and then I get in the cup.
You pull it out before you climb into the cup. Yes. Got it. All right, so you pull it out, climb into the cup. Everything balances out. And then... Jethal disappears.
All right.
I knew it would work.
And all the different stones teleport back with the exception of the blue one. Now there's only yellow, green, and red over where the all four were before.
And we don't have any idea where he would have gone to. Is that correct?
That is correct. You have no idea where he went to. Jethal knows where he is, and I can explain it to when it gets around to Jethal again, but no one else knows where he went right now.
If I do a society check, would I know where some hoity-toity guy was at?
Hoity-toity, huh?
So I think that's the key, is to have, when it's balanced, when the scales are balanced, however many gemstones are in, those are the ones that get teleported. So I don't think the colors matter as much as having the scales balanced when we put the sock stones in. So if we can balance the scales with the three of us, then all of us can go to wherever Jethal went.
One other side note that you guys also I rolled your perception again, that you make observation of here is actually everyone happens to notice this. The fact that Hup actually weighs more than Jethal, because Hup has a decent amount of gear on him. He's wearing armor. Jethal is wearing like a cloak and clothing. So Hup and Jethal weighed different weights, and yet it balanced perfectly between them.
Because he's rich and I am a thief. That's what I was thinking.
I mean,
maybe it's because you're both medium creatures, and I was a small. Oh, wait a minute. When I was on the scale with Jethal, was the scales even?
No, the scales were not even with you and Jethal, but they were with Hup and Jethal.
Yeah, because you're both medium. I'm a small, so I need something to make me a medium creature, and then we can make this work.
Trying to figure out how we do it with three, though.
Well, let's just get you out of here. We'll do Hup and you again.
And all right. Well, I will give you my. I'll throw down the vial of enlargement to Tegan. Then don't drop it.
Got it.
And the one that send the one down that Jethal set next to the scales before he got on.
No, Jethal never declared he was.
No,
he took it out
I didn't.
Before he left.
Well, it's obvious that he would do that, right?
All right, I'll grab the red gem and I'll toss down, what is it, the yellow gem?
Yeah.
Still left down to there, and I will get on the scale that we're at.
Don't put the gem in, though, because I think we have to have one person on top and one person on bottom. So I think Huff needs to go next, or I need to go next, and leave one medium creature on top and one medium creature on bottom. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so Aether doesn't. We don't want Aether to socket his gem, right?
Right, we'll get you out first.
Okay. We got to make sure this potion's going to work. I'm going to just take like one sip. I'm not going to drink the whole thing, just one little sip.
Okay. You take one little sip, and you are like a couple inches taller. Like, not very much taller, but just a little bit. Like, this is like the height you had always dreamed of being as a gnome.
Thanks. All right. So let's test it out. I'll put the flask down. I'll take a gem. I'll climb into the cup. Are we balanced?
Did you drink the whole vial?
No, just where I'm at right now.
You are not balanced.
Did he go?
All right. So I'll climb back out of the cup, unsocket the gem, drink some more.
So just for your information, until you drink the whole vial, the full effect of enlarge will not be there. Flavor-wise, you're slowly getting larger depending on how much you drink. You're still considered a size small creature until you finish the vial.
Oh, okay. Well, finish the vial then.
Do the scales
I didn't want to turn into a gargantuan.
So he drinks the vial, and now Tegan understands what these humans are all about. Your human height.
Yeah, you want some of this? All right. So climb into the cup and socket my gem.
And by the way, it's Hup and Aether kind of notice it's really weird looking at a gnome that's human size, because he's still gnome proportions, but he's human height. So it's just, it looks wrong. Like, he's still got the short little arms and legs, but they're big. It's a weird look overall.
Do I have a small head?
No, you have a normal size head. Okay. Actually, your head is a little bit bigger than normal. So you look like kind of like a bobblehead, you know, human to a degree.
Your head is awesome. Not as big as Jethal's.
It's good size.
All right, so what happens?
So you climb in the cup and you socket your gem, and Aether does not socket his gem. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Which gem did you socket, Tegan?
The yellow one.
Okay, so we've used yellow and blue. And so Tegan disappears. And the other two gemstones, the red and the green, reappear back where they were in the upper area.
So I will grab the green gem and throw the yellow gem down to Hup.
Red gem?
Is that the red? And I think it's the yellow. Yeah, the red gem. Hup, what do you think? You want the red or the green?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thanks. That helps.
I would take the green one.
All right, I'll throw the green one down to Hup. And then we'll get into the scales. And yeah. I would say it's at the same time we put in our gem.
Yep.
Okay. The two of you put in your gems at the same time. And you both disappear. And you appear back over in the next area. So, here is what Jethal arrived first. So, we will describe what Jethal sees over in the new area first before we get to everybody else. So, Jethal over there, he appears in a room, and there is this chamber where there is a table sitting in the middle of an empty room. There's a chest sitting on the table. There is a mirror on one wall, and there is, at the end of the room, an open door.
Okay.
And there appears to be no one here, and it seems like there are, you hear strange sounds. You hear, this moaning, probably, down the hall from, or down out of the door that's open.
So zombies. Okay.
And then from there, pretty much, it seems like whatever was kind of running this whole thing has stopped. So you would normally, because this is, presumably the third room, the third puzzle room in this gauntlet, you can't figure out what's going on in here, really, for that matter. Because whatever, poem or whatnot should have triggered, didn't.
Okay. I would like to go to the chest and open it.
Okay. You go up to the chest and you open it. Right as you begin to open it, a huge flash of light appears behind you. And Tegan, strangely enough, with a giant bobblehead size and he's human in height, appears behind you.
And I'm kind of startled and weirded out at the same time. Who is that? You, Tegan?
Hello, rich man.
Yeah, Tegan's voice sounds slightly lower too in pitch somehow.
Oh, sorry. Hello, rich man.
That's awesome.
Okay. I guess you took the other potion.
Absolutely. I'm a human now. I'm big. I'm strong. I climb things now.
That's fine. It'll wear off in a little while. You'll be back to normal. It's everything will be great again.
No.
So I have to pause here for a moment. That in Tegan the gnome's the first thought that he had of what does a human do since he's tall is I can climb things now. That was literally the first thing that occurred to him.
Yep.
I find that amazing.
Does Tegan's stats stay the same, or does his strength go up, or anything like that?
His strength goes up and his dexterity goes down.
So I can climb things. Sweet. All right. So I'm big and strong now. What do we do?
I'm a little weirded out, but I'm going to go back to this chest now.
Okay.
Ooh, shinies.
You open up the chest, and inside is an empty chest.
Oh. That's unfortunate. Okay.
Did you take the stuff already?
I just opened it. And you
appeared. I got my eyes on you.
I'm not like Hup.
Oh, good point. Okay, what else is going on?
I don't know. There's just this...
Who can be like Hup?
this is how everything I found. It's just very weird. I didn't hear anything. Doors open. I heard what sounded like zombies or undead out there, but...
Everybody's fighting the undead. Makes sense. We go fight too.
I mean, the other two were coming, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, you're big. Just, we still need everyone.
So, at this point in time, another flash of light goes off, and you see Hup and Aether appear in the room simultaneously. As they find Jethal standing in front of an open chest... that appears to be empty, and Bobblehead Tegan standing just alongside them.
I didn't take it.
Ahoy. Hello, fellow travelers.
Ahoy.
You made it.
Permission to come aboard. I see you got everything out of the chest. Nice job.
I mean, yes. Wait, no, there was nothing in there.
That's a good cover. I like it.
Right at about this time, Tegan begins shrinking slowly but surely down to his normal height. So over the next minute or so, he will eventually resume his his original height.
So
No, you poor, cruel world. Why would you do this to me now? Hey, such a beautiful world.
I was hoping you'd be, like, say, melting or something like that.
I'm melting.
And your little dog, too. So the layout of the room is there's a table with a chest on it, and there's a mirror on the wall, one of the walls opposite of where we're standing. Is that right?
Correct.
And then a door behind us or to the side?
A door behind the chest on the opposite side of the room from you.
So the door and the mirror on the same wall?
No. So the mirror is on the left. So if you're in where you are in the room, you're looking, the chest is forward, the mirror is on the left, the door is further past the chest. Straightforward.
Okay. And the table is pretty ordinary?
Table appears to be an ordinary wooden table. As far as you can tell, you haven't investigated in depth, but
yeah.
At a glance, it looks normal.
I would like to kind of... Can I check out... use thievery skills to kind of check out the chest to see if there's hidden panels or something of that nature?
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll thievery.
I rolled a 19 modified.
You do not detect any hidden panels in the chest. There are no hidden panels in the chest, as far as you can tell.
What about the table or behind the mirror?
Okay, so you look under the table to see if maybe there's a trap door under the table. You don't see anything there. You go to the mirror and you don't see anything like on or behind the mirror. One thing you do happen to notice about the mirror is when you look in it, you see your own reflection. You see the reflection of the chest. But you don't see the reflection of anyone else in the room. So the other people who are in the room apparently are not in the mirror right now.
Or they're vampires.
Or they're all vampires.
Yes.
Would I have ever seen them in the mirror before?
Mirrors are not extremely common. They're usually owned by among the wealthiest of people. So if anyone probably is familiar with mirrors, it's probably Jethal. Most people are not very familiar with mirrors, though, unless you have worked in some sort of area where there's wealth is common.
Am I familiar with the fact that vampires are not reflected in mirrors?
That would be a religion check. You go ahead and roll that.
I rolled an 18.
Then you are familiar with that kind of that, that they don't like garlic, they don't want to cross running water, and that they don't appear in a mirror. Are the three things that you know about them.
I'm going to draw my rapier and tell them to back off because I now believe that they might be vampires.
Cool.
Aether seems completely not fazed by this at all.
I'm going to investigate the chest while the crazy man near the mirror is talking at people.
All right, so looking at the chest, it again appears to be an ordinary wooden chest. There is... some sort of a locking mechanism on the chest, but it doesn't. It seems not only is it not locked, but the locking mechanism itself is entirely disabled, so you couldn't lock it even if you wanted to.
Was there a chest within the chest?
There is not a chest within the chest, no.
Okay, so it's just an empty chest from what we can see.
Empty chest sitting on a table, yes.
Whatever you say, you foul creature.
Is it big enough to stuff Tegan in?
Tegan's still shrinking, so I mean, by the time he gets to his actual height, if he curls up into a ball, you might be able to cram him in really, really tightly in the chest.
Well, I mean, we can always cut off pieces that don't fit, so. Huh.
Do I hear him talking about this?
I mean, Aether probably isn't talking out loud, but he looks at the chest, and then he looks over at Tegan, and he kind of like puts his hand to his chin and seems to be sizing you up.
All right, I'm going to go over to the mirror and pick it up and point it at the chest.
All right, so you go grab the mirror. You pick it up off the wall. This mirror, you now are back to size small. It is a very heavy mirror. But you go wander your way over back to the chest. You shine it over the chest, and in the mirror image of the chest, you do see a key.
Oh, very smart.
Oh, that's tricky.
I'm not strong no more, but I'm smart now.
You sure sound it.
You sure sound like it.
Right.
Yep.
So I'll reach in and get the key before the vampires do.
Do you grab it from the chest?
Potentially.
I'm going to stick my hand in the mirror and grab it.
Okay, you put your hand into the mirror version of the chest, you through the mirror and grab it out of the chest and pull the key back out.
That's Tegan doing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's holding the mirror then?
Tegan is. And so
he's holding the mirror and reaching.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of like halfway falls into the mirror. And someone probably has to end up rescuing.
Get me out, get me out.
Very clever.
I'm smart, get me out of here.
If you're so smart, how did you get stuck in a mirror?
Help me out, I got the key.
All right, drag this gnome out of here. I just hold the mirror steady so that he doesn't drop us and give us 7 years bad luck.
Okay. Eventually, you guys get Tegan back out of the mirror and Tegan pulling a key in his hand.
Nice.
I close the chest and try to use the key.
Okay. What do you use the key on?
The chest.
Okay. The locking mechanism is not functional on this chest. Also, the key doesn't appear to fit in the chest keyhole.
Is that a key to the door?
Didn't you say the door was open?
Yeah, the door's open.
The door's open.
So,
I'll go try it on the door, see what happens.
Okay. I mean, if the door's open...
Close the door, use the key, then try to reopen the door. Maybe it's a magic portal.
Okay, so the key, before you close the door, it fits perfectly into the keyhole. So you put the key in the door, it doesn't really seem to do anything. You close the door, you lock the door, you unlock the door, you reopen the door, and you can still hear zombie sounds. And this time now you hear a scream down the hallway at the end of the door.
All right, I'm going to go out into the hallway and see if I can see anything there.
Screams right. Like combat screams or like someone screaming for help screams?
Probably combat that went poorly for whoever was screaming.
And when I do that, I want to make sure that I'm readying my sword and shield.
Okay. So Aether ducks around the corner ahead of the rest of the group, and you hear a yelp of surprise out of Aether, and it sounds like Aether falling to the ground. You're not sure what it is, and neither is anyone else, because we will find out what happened to Aether next time on Paper, Pencil, Dice.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice. Come check us out on our website, paperpencildice.com. Or come visit us on Facebook. Leave us any feedback or questions you might have. Join us next time to see where our heroes end up on Paper, Pencil, Dice.